Hello, and welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess. Let's get started. Hello, beautiful people. How are you? I am doing fantastic because by the time you listen to this, I will be in New York City. It is the final stop of the French Kiss Life World Tour, and I think it's going to be our biggest one yet. Apparently, I have a lot of New Yorkers in the French Kiss Life community. And for some of you, it's going to be my first time meeting you in person, and I'm super excited. And for others, it's going to be our second, third, or fourth time meeting up. We also have a sold-out dinner, which I'm super excited about. I'm taking you all that are going to dinner to this fun little spot. And as always, the dinners are off the charts fun. We have so much fun. I always come home and my belly is sore from laughing so much. So I'm really excited to meet you all and dine and wine with you. Okay, we're going to change gears now. And we're going to talk about something that I normally don't talk about that often because you know what? It's just not that exciting to me. But apparently some of y'all love to talk about it. And I know this because my clients love to bring it up all of the time. And that is the past. And not in a good way. In a way that actually holds you back. I hear things like, I should have totally given him my number. It would have been so much better if I'd eaten before going to that party. I should have finished college and gotten that degree. If I'd been more responsible saving money, I could have bought that purse. I can't believe I let my daughter do that. Am I that stupid? Yes, that is past thinking. And then have you noticed other people love to bring it up for you? It's like, thanks. Thanks for bringing that up for me. They say things like, remember when you wore those ridiculous high heels? Or, it was so shitty of you to have said that to her. Or, do you remember that time when you tried to start the business and it failed? Or, he was such a good guy. Why did you leave him? Or, do you remember that time you gained so much weight? It's crazy, right? We spend more time talking about our past than we do where we are and where we're going. In fact, just the other day, someone said to me, Tanya, I can't believe you've been divorced twice. Now, I'll admit there was a time in my life that this would have bothered me tremendously, but I'm not that person any longer. And thank goodness, right? I don't want to be someone that lives in my past. Now, do you know what I find interesting? When we do talk about our past, it's often in the negative. We don't highlight our celebrations and our wins. Oh no, we love to hone in on all of the things that we think we didn't do so well. If I didn't know any better, I think we love to keep ourselves stuck and miserable. But I do know better. Past thinking is a habit, and it's not one that serves you. So if you bring up my past, you'll most likely hear me say, so what? It's done. You can keep talking about it, but I have sauntered on. You know, everything changed for me when I stopped living with regret about my past and started to live in delight of my life right now and excitement for the future. You see, the past only exists in your mind. It's over, except that we keep playing it. It's like we have it on repeat in our heads. If you'd stop pressing that repeat button, it would be over, and so many possibilities would be available to you. As the French say, c'est fini. It is finished. What happened 10 years ago, 10 months ago, 10 days ago, and even 10 seconds ago, it's history. If you want to create a new future, you must stop hanging out in the past. To drastically change your life, start talking about the here and now and where you're going. Strike up conversations about your dreams, not your past failures. Read books that excite you, not ones that remind you of who you were in the past. Think new thoughts and stop reciting the old ones. Start nurturing your future and stop fondling your past. It's impossible to move forward and to stay stuck in the past. You get to choose. As for me, You can bring up my past all day long, but I don't live there anymore. I moved out of that hood a long time ago. If you want to bring up my past, it's going to be a boring conversation because today you're going to find me talking about what I appreciate and love about my life right now and where I'm going, what I want to create, who I want to become. And here's the interesting thing. Before I finish this monologue, just so you know, in the amount of time it took me to record this, I've already evolved. And so have you. So here's a challenge. Let's be the kind of women that don't let our past define us. Let's be women who appreciate where we are and are inspired by a new future. Let's not use our past as an excuse for our lack of success. We are so much more creative than that. The only thing you need to know about your past is this. It's over. Move on. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers. Thank you.